This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Pope Francis called again for a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict during his Angelus prayer. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In his prayer, the pontiff said, "My thought every day goes to the very serious situation in Israel and Palestine. I'm close to all who suffer, Palestinians and Israelis. I embrace them in this dark moment, and I pray a lot for them."
Si liberano gli ostaggi.
Francis also urged the immediate release of Israeli hostages and more humanitarian aid for the Gaza Strip, adding, "Arms have to stop. They will never lead to peace." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. again carries out airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in Syria, retaliating for attacks on U.S. troops. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports from Washington.
The U.S. Defense Department said on Sunday the United States military conducted airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria involving Iranian-backed groups, hitting a training location and a weapons facility. It marks the third time in about 2 weeks that the U.S. has retaliated against the militants for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says in a statement that the strikes targeted sites used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as well as Iran-backed militias. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine says Russian forces have ramped up attacks in eastern Ukraine. The head of Ukraine's ground forces says Russian troops have begun a push to regain territory near Bakhmut, the eastern mining city that was the site of the war's bloodiest battle before falling into Russian hands in May. Ukrainian troops had recaptured the heights over Bakhmut since Kyiv launched its summer counteroffensive that has so far resulted in only incremental gains and heavy losses. For additional stories,